Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. Now here is your host, John Wetzler.
2017 first edition of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am John Wetzler on location again after a brief one-year hiatus. Great to be back on location this year at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week during the football season. Every Wednesday night starting at 7:30. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus. There's Urgent Med 1 in Brunswick, Urgent Med Plus on the island over here by the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center, Heron Document Systems, Parker's, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. By the way, it helps us here at Frederica and Nat's Landing for all the fans to come out. So please come out on Wednesday night and support us by coming here and eating dinner if you can. That would be cool. And now joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show is head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick. Coach Derrick, how are you?
Hot. We've been hot the last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, we were. I was picking my middle child up from practice this afternoon, and I noticed they had legal and medical requirements to take breaks because it was very, very hot out there.
Yeah, you're only about 15 minutes on and then water, and then 15 minutes on and water. So, got to keep guys hydrated as much as possible in this heat. I don't think it was the Montgomery heat that we faced last Friday, but it was still pretty hot the last couple days.
Yeah, but for those of y'all who weren't at the Montgomery game, it was very hot, and it was also a very nice big stadium with big shiny metal chairs that reflected the sun, and it was hot. But I got to sit in the box in the air conditioning, so that was kind of nice. But I heard it was hot outside.
It was very warm outside.
I was told that. I saw a lot of cramping going on. I saw some people suffering from
I think
cramps.
More of it was just the heat and the heat exhaustion that come with it there in the game. I think it was kind of a shock playing on the turf for the first time. And temperature being 92 in Montgomery, but being on the turf and it being about 107 down on the field was a little bit different than what we're used to. The thing that I noticed that was the craziest was when they gave us water breaks, the kids didn't actually drink the water. They just sprayed it on their cleats. They said their feet were burning off. So we were icing our feet down, trying to keep them warm. And those rubberized pellets were actually sticking to our legs because it was so hot. They were melting a little bit to us. But I thought the kids did a pretty good job battling back. We can't turn the ball over like we did, but I think we did a good job surviving that first game.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about a team like the team that we faced is probably as good as any team we're going to see over here in the state of Georgia or anybody in the GISA who may be in North Augusta, South Carolina, for that matter. But anyone we're playing in our region, I think we saw a team there last Friday that was as good as any I've ever seen.
I agree with you. That was the biggest team I've ever seen besides Northside Warner Robins when I was at Glenn. They were huge. They were averaging about 290 pounds a man across the front line, and they knew the one thing that we couldn't do. They just made a wall, and we couldn't penetrate the wall at all. And they ran right at us. It was the depth thing, and what got me was when I looked up, their offensive line was taking a break while their defense was playing, and that plays a big role. Our guys were just going from one side to the next, and I thought if we don't make mistakes early on, we give ourselves a chance to win the game. And we put 36 points on the board and still had 4 turnovers. So if we don't turn the ball over, there's no telling how many we score and what we give up. I felt like we needed to get out early and get ahead to get them out of what they do best, and we didn't do that. So we got what they did best, and we We suffered for it.
Well, you know, I don't fault their coaches for their game plan, because what they were doing was obviously working, and they had a stable of running backs. They had 40-plus kids on their sidelines, and they were rotating fresh legs. And they really were truly the biggest GISA team, and a lot bigger than a lot of GHSA teams that I've ever seen. There was a 340-pound athlete out there, number 72, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he went both ways, so he was just as hot as the rest of us. And he was, you know, penetrating on defensive line. He was building a wall. They were a well-coached team.
They were.
I was impressed with the fact that I didn't see any bickering going on the whole game. It was just a well-played football game. They got up 14 points within 2 minutes. We had a couple hiccups there, but we held them to 14 points almost till the end of the second quarter.
Yeah.
And we were in the ball game, absolutely in the ball game, going into the half. And I was really proud of the way that we responded after that first, you know, 2 minutes of the ball game. It's like, you know, I know a lot of people were thinking, oh no, you know, this team's, you know, out of our league. But we rallied back, and I was proud of the way we got right back in the game, and it was a game.
Oh yeah, you know, we got right back to 14-14, and then they called a pass interference penalty on Eric, and that was just great coverage, you know. And then they went on and scored, and then we tried to respond.
Oh, I agree. It was great. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was betting people in the box that was offensive pass interference, because, I mean, he was going for the football, and they were horse collaring him.
Yeah.
I could see it. The coach could. I was up in the booth. I saw that the offensive guy holding on to his shoulder pads while our guy was going for the football, and I would have bet. Nobody was willing to bet me more than $2, but because I actually only had $2 with me. But I could not believe that they called that on us.
Yeah, that was a turning point.
Yeah.
You know, if we get that one, make them punt, and then we go down and punch it in, we're 21-14.
Yeah.
And they scored, made it 21-14. And, of course, when they had the bad kick, I'm a gambler. I roll the dice, and we tried a trick play, and we were behind them by 15 yards. The ball slipped out of Jalen's hand on the throw. Or if we catch it, we're right back to 21-21. But, you know, that's the way the chips fall, and you have to respond to it. And good teams are going to respond. I think that we learned a lot of valuable lessons in game one.
Well, we are at the point where we need to take a quick break. This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick, and we are broadcasting on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your proud new home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season? Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802. Or check them out online at herronds.com.
H&H Lifestyles on St. Simons is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Frederica Academy Knights 2017 football season. From first downs and touchdowns to kickoffs and playoffs, the H&H team will be cheering on the Frederica team. H&H Lifestyles, appliances, bedding, audio, video, electrical, and security, located in Retreat Plaza on St. Simon's Island. Go Knights!
We're back. So, Coach, we were just talking a little bit about how the game started off. The game started off with a little hiccup there. They marched the ball down the field fairly quickly. They scored fairly quickly. We had our first play or the first couple plays from scrimmage. What looked to me like a forward pass, but I couldn't tell, but it was close. It was very close. They called it a lateral. We fumbled. They got up 14-0 like right away. And you know, it was kind of one of those situations where your team is either got to come together and calm down and do what you guys know how to do, or you start, you know, coming apart and getting demoralized. But we responded. What did you tell them after that? What did you tell them after that that got them to shake it off and get back on track?
Essentially, let's just go play.
Yeah.
You know, you got to put it behind you. And it was so hot. I don't know if they were listening to me anyway. Besides just getting the play in and go out there and execute the play. That was my thing, just execute what we're trying to do. Don't turn the ball over. Let's be smart. Let's go down the field. And I think the kids responded real well. You know, we went right back down there and scored. We drove it, I think, 60-something yards, put it in the end zone, made it 14-7. Then the defense went right back out and got a stop, which was very big. I think we had, you know, that early on, we played pretty well defensively at times. There were times we didn't. We had too many people too close to the line of scrimmage. We needed to keep our space. Something we worked on this week, keeping our depth so we could scrape and make some plays. But the defense got a stop, and then offensively, we just went out and we executed. We still had a few hiccups here and there, a couple penalties, I think, on that second drive, but we overcame them and punched it in and got 14-14. And I really do believe, I think the defense made a great stand. And, you know, that pass interference call with Eric was kind of pivotal, but, you know, he made a great play. It wasn't pass interference on him. And then they got that one. I think if we would have scored right before half and got it 21-21, the momentum might have shifted a little bit going into the second half. I think we felt like we were just hanging on going in at halftime. And then when we came out, we were just trying to hold on instead of going and playing with a little bit of tenacity and being aggressive.
Yeah, you know, I remember seeing the defense come alive, really, after that first series. It felt like, you know, I saw some people penetrate. I saw Rhett Thompson in particular just – and Harry Deal was blowing people up, you know, and he's hard to stop, you know, when he finds a crease and he can get back there. But the thing that was so very difficult was they pulled a guard opposite side. And I mean, they could basically tell you what play they were running. And when you've got that kind of – I was calling it the vanguard. You know, that's like you know, Karl Marx talks about the vanguard of the proletariat reaching ahead to – yeah, it was like the vanguard of this opponent. They were like in a wedge, like some kind of military tactic, and you know, they had their opposite side guard and they had all their backs running one after the other, and then they were like trapping as well. They were trapping back with their tight ends, and they were doing all kinds of, you know, very technical things that were, I mean, when you've got guys that weigh 340 pounds that are athletes. I mean, that number 72 was not a big, just a big guy who couldn't play football. Yeah. He was moving down the field, pushing people, and that's hard to work with.
Yeah, you know? They got in there foot to foot. It limited what we could do defensively. You know, we couldn't get between them because they were almost 1,500 pounds of humanity just between five guys in there. And you know, their tight end, I think, was 6'4", 6'5", about 260. The fullback was 260. And, you know, it was one of those things where we battled up front, but also they had, I think, 19 or 20 seniors. Depth became an issue for us.
Yeah. They had – the majority of their team were seniors.
Right. And so for us to go out, I thought it was a very good test for us for game one. I don't think we're going to see too many people as good as them. And if we do face somebody that's as big as them and as tough, then I think we're ready for it.
Yeah.
I think we're prepared. It's not something that's going to sneak up on us like it did in the past. So I feel like it was a good experience. I think we traveled well. You know, I thought the kids did a good job traveling. We got over, of course, as soon as we get over there, We have inclement weather again, so we had to practice in the gym again for the third straight day. You know, and then we had to stay at the hotel. I thought the kids did a very good job behaving themselves. We went to eat. You know, we got something to eat, and we got in the hotel. They did a great job. And then we got up. They went about their business, you know. But overall, it was a great experience for us. Something that I wanted to see that when we get on the bus, when we get on the bus at a later date and go do this again later on, hopefully in the middle of Georgia and somewhere near Macon when we do this,
yeah,
that is something that we know how to handle, and I think the kids will be prepared for that.
Yeah, I seriously doubt, and I've been here for a while, and I've been seeing a lot of teams. I remember when Val Wood was out of our league before we started beating them, you know?
Yeah.
And they reminded me of a Val Wood, but they reminded me of a Val Wood that there was no hiding the ball or anything. I mean, you just knew. It was like Bear Bryant, you know, telling the coach beforehand, we're going to run the ball straight down your throat, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you got that kind of, I mean, why not? I mean, he was like Jim Harbaugh's dream team, you know. I never saw a formation without two tight ends,
yeah,
you know, without a pulling guard and without the ball being run.
Yeah.
You know?
They did a really good job,
yeah.
You know, but I think it's a learning experience for us, and I think we'll be all right going forward.
Well, let's talk about some of the, after we take a break, let's talk about, instead of talking about how good this Mississippi team was, that we played up to, you know, we lost by 13 points. I mean, you know, you take away the first 2 minutes of the game, and I say we can beat that team, but...
At night.
At night.
Not on turf.
Yeah, where your cleats are melting. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the good things that we did, and we're going to talk about some of the things that we look forward to being prepared for this week's game at home against Holy Spirit. So there's more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, we're going to take another break for our sponsors.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island, or give them a call at 638-9031.
All right, well, welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am John Wetzler, on location from Nats Landing on St. Simon's Island. Come out here and see us on Wednesday nights in the future if you're not here now. If you are here now, thank you very much. And I hope you will continue to come back and patronize these good folks here at Nats Landing who are hosting us. This segment is brought to you by Nats Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, and by H&H Lifestyles, right over there in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center, where they have all of your electronic needs you might have, and some other ones you might not have thought about. So, Coach, we're back. Let's talk about the good things. Let's talk about what we saw that was good. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I love the way Isaiah Jackson is running the football. I was thinking of Walter Payton because, you know, Walter Payton, his legs would go so high that people would lose the tackles that they had, you know, on. He just doesn't quit when he gets a football. And I think he averaged, I don't know, but I think he averaged at least 12 yards a carry.
He carried it 10 times for 86 yards. So he had a pretty good day. He had a 53-yard run and he broke free there. You know, he's got it in him. We talk about it all the time to him. And most of the time it's not real nice the way I talk to him. But if he'll come out and play like he's capable,
yeah,
Isaiah could be another very big name, household name around here, carrying the football. He has a lot of wiggle.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's hard to get down.
Yeah.
He's hard to tackle. He's a guy you hard to tackle in the phone booth. And he's got the speed. Once he gets in the open, you're probably not going to catch him.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of publicity circling around, you know, three or four of our kids at play. But Isaiah kind of goes under the radar. And he had a big day. You know, I kind of challenged him a little bit at half. I said, listen, I need you to step up. We got to go. Let's go. And he came out and did a really good job, you know. And I thought he did really good. I thought our offensive line did a very good job at times.
Yes.
You know, they gave us a lot of different multiple looks up front, and I thought the O-line did a good job of picking it up. You know, we got some pretty good leadership up there up front. Mike Tindall at center does a good job of keeping everybody, you know, in what's going on. We got a lot of seniors with Carson and Matt Hagstrom and then Tyler Pierce, and then Mason Neubauer kind of rounds it out. And we got a freshman at Roseanne with Josh Elliott. So the O-line done a good job during the day. It was hot. It was miserable. They did a good job picking stuff up. And, you know, they opened some running lanes. And if we can get some running lanes, we got guys that's going to get through them pretty quickly. You know, I think when you look at what we did good offensively, we moved the football. The only thing that stopped us was ourselves. You know, but at the same time, you got to be disciplined and you got to do all the little things. And eventually all that stuff's going to take over. And we just got to keep building on it from game one to game two and get better and better every week. So overall, you know, offensively, not bad. Just can't turn the ball over. Turnovers will get you killed. And it hurt us.
Well, you know, I was thinking of Jalen out there. I thought Jalen had some of the most spectacular athletic plays. That one run he had where he tightrope down 53 yards coming on the home side of the field. When people were running at him and trying to knock him out of bounds, he was lowering his shoulder. I was talking on the radio. I know you don't like the dogs, but Patrick Pass was a great running back, supposedly, for Georgia. He was obviously better than me. But one thing about Patrick Pass that used to drive me crazy was that whenever somebody was fitting to hit him, he ran out of bounds, you know, and he would just tiptoe out of bounds even if he could get 10 more yards. Nothing like Nick Chubb or No'Shawn Marino would do, but he reminded me of my boy, No'Shawn or Nick Chubb, the way he just, I mean, and he's not a big, giant guy, but he powered his way, I'm talking about within a foot of the sidelines for 53 yards while people were hitting him, leaning into it, driving off the sidelines. I thought it was one of the best runs I've seen. Definitely the best one I've seen all year. Of course, this was the first game of the season.
But he's got it in him to do that every game. And he brings a dynamic to the offense that, you know, he's a mobile quarterback. He's a dual threat. He's a guy that if he gets outside and he's got a guy to beat, he's probably going to beat him. So, you know, we do a few things to get him out there. We've got a lot of design runs for him and throws. But overall, you know, I thought he did a great job. He had 230 total yards on the day. Threw the ball for 89 yards, I think, and ran for 141. And he had three touchdowns. And he really, at one point, he just walked over to me when it was 49-22, and he said, Coach, give me the ball.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. And he was like, we're going to the end zone. And he kind of took everything upon himself. And I'm starting to see him kind of step up and try to be that leader right now with the group. And he's dead serious about getting better week in, week out.
Well, and, you know, this is good because this was a game that doesn't really impact our standing here for what matters and getting to Milledgeville, or not Milledgeville, Macon, I'm sorry.
Macon.
Getting back to Macon. And and playing well against a team like that. But for, from Jalen's perspective, I hope he can realize that this is really a building thing. You know, he can look, you guys can break this game film down, and he can learn from a lot of the things that, that went on. And I know he's a smart guy because I spent a lot of time with him. So he's going to learn. He's going to learn what to do next time, you know. And you know, for us to have turned the ball over four times,
yeah,
and to still be in the ball game against the premier team or a premier team in the whole state of Mississippi, and to be able to turn the ball over that many times and still be in the game with 2 minutes left, I thought that was impressive.
It is. But at the same time, we can't turn the ball over.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be something that I harp on is, you know, you have to go out and be good week in, week out. And I felt like, you know, for us, if we eliminate the turnovers and the kids can go out and continue to play like they're able to play, we can continue to gain some depth, we'll be okay, you know. But we got a lot of areas to get better at. Special teams, we're going to have to be special on special teams. And so far, we've not been as special as I want to be on special teams right now.
You are listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. That's not a break. That's just a plug. But moving forward, on the special team side, obviously they were trying to keep the ball away from Jalen and Jayshon and Isaiah, although Isaiah got the ball a few times. Who else got the ball some of those kickoffs?
Santana
did. But they were, they were trying to pooch kick it or something. They really didn't do a very good job at all on their special teams. But their kicker didn't seem – I think I could have done a better job than their kicker. But at the same time, you know, you get decent field position, you know, when they do that. It didn't seem like they had any kind of kicking game at all if we were, coming down to the wire.
Right.
You know,
That's an advantage for us.
Yeah.
We've got a good kicker. He does a good job. He put it through the end zone two or three times, John Mitchell did.
Yeah.
He was perfect on the extra points. Then JT got hurt, so we had to go for two a couple times because we didn't have a backup holder at the time. We now have a backup holder. So that was something that we learned from. We got that corrected this week, to probably not my liking on a Sunday meeting. That was worked out real quick. But overall, I thought special teams, we've got to make some breaks and get some returns. So we've changed a few things up this week to try to get some guys, playmakers, the ball and do something a little different.
Yeah, I thought John Mitchell did a great job. Whether it was kicking the ball out of the end zone the same way somebody that gets paid in the NFL does, you know, all the way out. I mean, it's nice to be able to do that when you got, rather than having to do some goofball thing like they were having to do to keep the ball away from somebody, when you got somebody like John Mitchell who can kick it out of the end zone, you know, that way you don't have to worry about some kind of weird harebrained kind of, you know, hide the ball kind of chest match.
Yep.
So that's a real advantage. Plus, we really do have somebody that's not a gamble for us. You know, we got a tight ball game, and people are thinking about whether or not to try to kick a field goal. I think most of the teams we come against are kind of like, I don't know, we got to kick a field goal from 30 yards.
Right.
So we're like, hey,
go
we got this.
Yeah,
go kick it and get back off and let's kick off. You know, that's pretty nice to have.
That's a very good luxury to have somebody that can kick the ball from 30 plus out. And he does a good job, you know, and that's something that we always got in our pocket that we can have and use.
This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med One. Now that's the one over there by 95 in Brunswick. And then they've got another location, Urgent Med Plus, which is over here by Winn-Dixie next to That's Italian. We've got Parker's, we've got Jessup Furniture, and Shellen Hogan, which is one of our fine local accounting firms. So, Coach, we're talking a little bit about some of the good things. We're talking about special teams. So we're getting towards the end. So what I'd like to ask you a little bit about is what are we looking at with Holy Spirit this week? Are we looking at a team that is going to be anything like what we saw last week? Is it going to be more of a skinny ankle guy team? Skill team? I like to call them skinny ankle guys. Those are the guys with the skills, but they don't necessarily run vanguards like number 72 and his pals did last week.
I think we're looking at a team that's trying to build a program right now up there at Holy Spirit. probably they resemble. It might look like us our second year a little bit. Not they don't have a lot of numbers, I don't think. Maybe 30 kids, 27, I think. Trying to build a program, I think is what they're trying to do. Get it back on its feet. So, you know, I think from our standpoint is we got to go out and worry about ourselves.
Yeah.
And get better and do a few things that will make us much, much better down the road, you know. And not worry about the scoreboard, worry about our execution on offense and defense and go out there and do the things that we've been coached to do and work. We need to progress every week. My goal is to get better every week. You know, we just can't be good one week and not be good. We can't have up and down. We need to get better every week and build on it, because by the time I get to week 11, the machine needs to be ready to go. And that's something I'm trying to get our guys to focus on and believe in, is that you can't go out just because of the quality of your opponent. You can't take a week off of practice.
Yeah.
You got to come out and prepare like we're playing Park Lane or the Chicago Bears or whoever we want to play.
Right.
But we've got to go out there and be prepared and go play and be a lot better. But one thing I do want to mention before we talk a little bit more about House Spirit, I want to talk about our fans.
We
had great fans that traveled over to Montgomery the other day.
Yeah, half of them were wrestlers.
But we had a ton of fans, and it was great to see that many people travel over and watch us. And it that just shows you we've got the best fans around.
We do. I'm just kidding. Half of them weren't with my whole clan came, and everybody had a great time, and it really was a neat event. I mean, you know, my brother lives over in Alabama, and my parents live elsewhere. Anyway, everybody came, and they were really impressed. I mean, for those of y'all who didn't go, this facility was like top notch. I mean, it was really a neat.
It was a neat venue.
Most of the places we played in Division II football, where I was for 2 years, were nowhere near that nice.
Yeah, it was nice venue. It's a good setting for our kids and the fans, and I just wanted to thank them, just give them a shout out for being the greatest fans that they are. They do a great job, and you know, without them, a lot of this stuff don't happen, and you know that.
No, absolutely. And it seems like we've got some spirit here this year that we have good reason for a lot of hope. I mean, for we had a lot of good reasons to believe that we're not being unreasonable to believe that we come out every week and we do what we're supposed to do and we each do our job. It is not unreasonable to think that we could come out and that we can beat everyone we play as long as we each do our job. And one thing that I was going to encourage a lot of guys on the defensive line and on the offensive line to think about when you guys are reviewing film with them is, you know, that team we played, Park Lane, they were one of the most disciplined teams, and I guess they're all seniors, you know. Yeah. But when it comes to technique, and I'm talking about getting your helmet on the right side because you're understanding where the ball's running.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can watch that film, guys. Pay attention on the defensive line and the offensive line. We can watch that film and make sure that, you know, that made all the difference in the world. You know, just that technique that those guys were doing, we got to be able to figure it out how to deal with a disciplined, senior-heavy team whose offensive line is, technique-wise, almost perfect.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they were playing exactly the way I understand an offensive line coach. Coaches, put your helmet, be aware of where the ball's coming. You know, those are some things that they did a great job of, and we got to learn how to bust that up.
Yeah, that's what I tell the kids every week. We do all the little things. The big things will take care of itself. You know, you hear people say don't sweat the small stuff, but we got to sweat the small stuff week in, week out. If we sweat it, then the big stuff will take care of itself. And, you know, we've got the athleticism and the talent to go out there and do that. We just got to go out there and take care of the details, like you're talking about, technique, hands and fit and feet and playing. You know, our kids have a very good chance to be really, really good if they go out and just focus on the little things.
Yeah, and I saw little flashes of brilliance from our defensive secondary at times. I don't know if they were called blitzes or if they were just reading, finally being able to read. I mean, you could read that every time the opposite side guard pulled, The ball was going in the opposite direction. Right. You know, so you knew what was going on, and I felt like we were picking up on that, and we were scraping, and we were getting in there. But I mean, you know, again, that was just a very disciplined team, and it's hard to break up four or five guys to get to the ball carrier unless you just tackle everybody. You know what I mean?
I think the kids will pick up from it, and learn from it. You know, it's a learning film for us, and we got to move forward and get ready for Holy Spirit. I think they've done a decent job this week. I've been on them a little bit harder this week. It's been hot. It's been miserable. But overall, I think the kids have done a pretty good job at times. They were worried about the heat today, you know. But I think that if we go out and execute, we're going to be a very tough team to deal with.
And this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Before we end the show, Coach, I think we're coming down towards the end of it here. Let me just say this and then just ask you to give the closing argument, if you will, for last week and what we look forward to next week. I was proud, more proud than anything, that I did not see or perceive at any point, even when they came out in the third quarter, they got straight up, they scored. You know, that's where you have a tendency to become demoralized. That's where you have a tendency to see people, you know, jogging off field, walking off field, people start fussing. I didn't see any of that. And that's a reflection of you, and that's a reflection of your staff, and that's a reflection of these guys who have been coming. I can tell you, you know, from my side, getting up every day this summer. Of course, it wasn't mandatory, but getting up every day this summer on their own, and getting over there and getting bigger, faster, stronger, so that you guys can play against teams like the team we faced last week and be in the ball game up until the end of the game. I was proud more than anything else that I never saw anybody quit.
Yeah, that was the shining moment of the whole thing, was our kids battled to the very end. They never gave up. You know, I think a few times we had some lulls, but I think they picked each other up. And they went back out there and they battled and they continued. We finished. I honestly can say we finished. We played hard. We just fell behind and just didn't have enough. We finished, and they finished hard. And I think that's something that I talked to them about this week, is that's something we build on. You know, we've got a lot of stuff we got to correct. We know that. We got this week to work on it, and we've got four or five more weeks before we get in region play to get everything corrected. And I just want us to be where we need to be by the time we play the region. I want to be the champion again, and I think they want to be the champion again. Win the region, win the playoffs, be the state champion. And I don't usually say that. That's our goal.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal.
That's the goal. And I've said it in concrete since last year when we should have won in the playoffs and we didn't. And so I reverberate the same thing again. It's going to keep coming from me, and I challenge them every day to be a championship football team. Don't be a football team that goes through the motions.
Right.
Be a championship football team. Come out, practice like you're a champion, play like you're a champion, and you will be a champion. And so for them, that's what we have to have.
Yeah, amen. I mean, I believe it, and you got to believe you can win before you can win. You know?
That's the truth.
All right, well, everybody that came out here for this, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please consider coming out here every Wednesday to Matt's Landing on St. Simon's and join us. It's going to be at 7:30 every single Wednesday until the football season is over for the Brandon Derrick Coach Show. And I'm John Wester signing off. And if you didn't come out here this week and you're listening to it online, please consider, if you're a Frederica fan, coming out here. It's mutually beneficial for Nats Landing and the school to come out here and have fun with us. And they got very good food here. Thank you.
Big job.
Hey, also, guys, I want to give a big hats off to the waiting staff tonight. I don't think they anticipated as many folks showing up that showed up. So thanks to everybody for coming out, and also hats off to the great staff tonight. They did a pretty good job shorthanded.
All right.